Now, Alphonse Mucha's Art Nouveau paintings are among the most instantly recognisable works in Czech art. He himself considered the Slav Epic, a series of huge paintings depicting the history of the Slav peoples, his greatest achievement, though it has not had the happiest of fates. Mucha donated it to Prague in 1928, on condition that the city build a dedicated home to it. 80 years later, his grandson John Mucha says he is at a loss as to why the artist's wish has still not been fulfilled. Alphonse Mucha's 1928 request that Prague create a home for his great work was ignored, and the Slav epic went on to suffer decades of neglect before eventually going on display in 1967 in the town of Moravský Krumlov, where it remains. Plans to build a home for it at the Výstaviště Exhibition Centre were approved some years ago, though since then no headway has been made. What's more, the artist's heirs have the right to demand its return if the city does not build a pavilion for the cycle of paintings by 2010. But why, after all these years, is the Slav epic not on show in the capital? That's a question for John Mucha, Alphonse Mucha's grandson and the president of the Mucha Foundation.
I'm at a loss why it is not here. It's certainly not because of a family. We understand that it was given to the city of Prague, and so ultimately it should be in the city of Prague. But it should be exhibited in a way as Alphonse conceived it, and it should be exhibited in a space which is appropriate to the works.
The idea of building a pavilion at Výstaviště has hit a brick wall, with the operators of the exhibition centre objecting to plans which had already received a construction permit. John Mucha is not so far insisting on the return of the great artwork. He says he would like to see a home for it in Prague's Karlín district.
It is our understanding that the city will not be proceeding with the construction of that building. It depends on, obviously, the size of a building. I have some ideas. There is one particular idea about possible land which actually belongs to the city of Prague, where currently there is nothing. It's not absolutely in the center, but it's logistically it's closer than the Výstaviště in Holešovice, and it's near Florence. And it would be in an area which anyway has gone through regeneration, but which could sort of broaden this space.
Getting back to Alphonse Mucha's great paintings themselves, his grandson explains a little about the genesis of the Slav epic.
He worked on it for many, many years, and in our archive we have all the sort of thoughts that, you know, he put down on paper, and he even made a replica of each canvas. Each replica measures approximately 1 centimetre by 2 centimetres, when you consider the actual paintings are roughly 6 metres by 8 metres. But he had these little models so that he could move the pictures around to make sure that it actually, you know, that the theme was as he wanted it.
John Mucha, grandson of Alphonse Mucha, and for a glimpse of the Slav epic, check out our website, www.radio.com.